The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Key Marine Center.
You're going to need a bigger boat.
It's a good day for a boat ride. On the boat again. I just can't wait to get on the boat again.
I'm on a boat. I'm on a boat. Everybody look at me because I'm sailing on a boat. I'm on a boat. I'm on a boat. Take a good hard look.
We're all in the same boat.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. It's Friday. It's 10 o'clock. It is time for Boat Smart, brought to you by Key Marine Center of Northwest Florida and our special expert guest this morning on Boat Smart. Everybody's glad you're going to be back this week.
I am
Stefan
back.
Schmidt. Good morning, Stefan.
I was only gone for one day.
I'm telling you, I had phone calls, texts. Where's Stefan? It was like, okay.
He's back, y'all.
He's back.
I try not, it's just like school. I try not to miss the show either, you know?
Yeah, well, there you go.
Yeah, so I try to be here, and I just had something I had to get out of town, and we had to do, and we're back now.
It was Valentine's weekend, I believe. So,
yeah, it was a little bit different. It was a mixed trip, you know, a couple things we had to do, and so I had to actually had to go to South Florida. I called y'all from South Florida.
Texted you
from South Florida.
Stephanie had texted in.
Yeah, I'm going to be a new granddad, and I had to go down to a baby shower down there.
How
so
fun.
We did a reveal party here a couple weeks before that, and then we went down south for the.
Is this your first franchise?
Yeah, our first. Yeah, so congratulations to me.
Yes, sir.
You know, and our.
And a
baby.
Lucky grandchild.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome, you know, and they live in Texas, so I may be making a few trips, but I'll schedule it around the show, y'all.
You
so.
Better. We missed you.
You know where my priorities are, right?
Yeah, we sure.
Missed you. Yeah.
So I didn't say it, but Stefan is a Marine Services instructor at George Stone Technical College, and so he had two of his students in last week, Emery and Jackson. They really did a good job.
I thought they did good.
You know, it wasn't quite the same.
No, and when you have different people come in, it gets a little different, and that was okay, and I did listen to the show, and they did pretty good, you know, and they were a little nervous.
They were nervous. They were cute.
And when you get behind this mic, you know, you get a little nervous sometimes, and when I bring guests in here and things like that, it takes you a while to get used to this.
Mm-hmm. It's a very different thing.
But I really appreciate them coming in and doing that, because I don't really like to do reruns, so I like to say, how can I do a, you know, a live show and get us, and my last thought was, get them in here. I was going to do the principal, Mr. Brooks, was going to come in, but he had some things going on and he couldn't make it. And I'm going to have him on the show pretty soon. We'll have him come in and as a guest with me.
Yeah,
and we'll interview him and stuff and talk about George Stone Tech and the things that we do over there.
Yeah, that would be great. We'd love to have him come on.
So we're going to do that, and we'll work on that and some special guests as we go along. We are sponsored by Key Marine Center of Northwest Florida. Key Marine, located at 5621 Bower Road here in Pensacola, 850-492-0487. Jot down their website, KeyMarineCenter.com. I have an announcement I need to make today, and we'll talk about this. That website and their Facebook page is going to be very important, and we're going to want people to go there. KeyMarineCenter.com is that website, and you can check them out on Facebook as well. They are your Mercury, Yamaha, and Suzuki, and now they are a Cox outboard dealer.
That's new, isn't it?
Yeah, so that's new just last week. Cox is a diesel outboard.
Uh-huh.
And it's kind of, I think it's new on the market. I'm not that familiar with that product, but they took it on. They have a demo model out there, and you can go out and check it out and talk to them about diesel.
Oh, wow.
Diesel outboard. It's kind of, I think it's new to our area. I've been seeing them at boat shows and stuff and trade shows. I've been seeing that motor out there, but I'm not very familiar with it. I will make it a point. There's a boat show coming up over at the wharf. I'll make it a point to get out there and see that as well. It's coming up in March. We got a lot of things going on. Very, very busy. The month of March.
Getting ready now.
Yeah, Mardi Gras next weekend.
Oh, big time.
I'll be in all three parades there. So if you want to come by and say hi to me, I'll be at the show.
All right.
And I got to leave here and immediately go down and grab the float and head downtown. So it's going to be busy, you know. Yep. It's going to be really busy. So go out there to Key Marine and check out that motor. Talk to them about it. You know, it's an interesting product. Diesel, they say it's more efficient.
Interesting.
So, again, I will do some more research on it, and I will get back with y'all on that motor. So they seem to be happy with it, and they're just looking forward to putting that on. They have not rigged one out yet. They have a demo out there right now.
Gotcha. Okay.
And I believe it's only with 300 horsepower that's available, but it's a 300 horse, and from what I understand, a 350 horsepower diesel engine.
Okay, yep. That's going to be interesting to see how that does. And I can't wait to hear more about it.
Yep, so that's going to be interesting in seeing how they rig that out and what type of boat it goes on and that kind of stuff. This is a call-in show. You can call or text 850-437-1620 is the number, 850-437-1620. Maybe you have a question about your boat. Maybe you have a question about when is the boating season going to start? Who knows?
We thought this past week when it was 70 degrees, but I don't know.
It's teasing us. It's teasing us, you know. It's kind of getting there, but it's going to get warmer, and you need to get your boat ready. You need to call Key Marine while they, you know, while the season hasn't totally kicked off yet. Mm-hmm. You want to get out there and get set up with them. And remember, they're having that extra extended warranty on the Mercury and Yamaha products. So right now is a great time to repower and think about your boating season that's coming up. You know, what a better way to start with a brand new engine on the back of your boat that has a warranty with a peace of mind, Mercury or Yamaha product. Get that on your boat and enjoy the next season. I put a lot of hours on my boat. I go out and within a year, I'm over 100 hours on my boat. So I go out as much as I can as possibly, you know, every weekend, weekday, sometimes after the show I'll go, you know, and I just have a great time on the boat. And I think everybody should do that. Just get out on the boat.
It's
everybody
so
go buy a boat and get out on the water. That's what you should do.
Well, it's beautiful here.
You
just can't not do that.
You know, I went down in South Florida. I was driving around. I seen a lot of water down there. There's a lot of water everywhere, you know, and I was thinking, wow, every bridge and all these lakes and little and things and stuff. And I wanted to go to the beach and do a sunrise because the East Coast is the best place to do that, you know, and I couldn't get down on the beach. So the houses and parking, and I was like, it was in Melbourne, Florida is where I was. And it was like,
a lot of condos.
Really? Yeah. I was like, that's disappointing. Where here you can go to our beach, you know, you can go to our waterways and you can go to the restaurants and stuff like that. So it's really, this is probably the best, you know, place in Florida, in my opinion. Yeah, the Panhandle of Florida, and go out here for boating and stuff.
I mean,
like
having
that.
Worked at the Pensacola Beach Chamber of Commerce, I'm definitely on board for this.
And no doubt.
And the thing is I was always touring because my job was to promote tourism, promote people coming here. Yeah. But what I love about here is that it isn't crazy like Daytona
or Myrtle Beach
or one of those. I mean, it is a family-oriented beach.
Yeah.
And you do have total access.
Yeah, total
it's
access
best kept
to little areas.
Around.
And there are some places you can't get to, but most of the time you can get out there on the beach, you know.
Well,
but,
and the Gulf Islands National Seashore and both.
It's beautiful out there.
So
it
you
sure
can't go
is.
Wrong.
Again, this is a call or text in show, 850-437-1620. Again, I want you to go to Key Marine's website because we're doing something this week. We're asking for donations this week, okay?
Oh,
so
tell us about
if you
that.
Wasn't aware, if you watched the local news, I'm sure you've heard of it, BGS Marine had a fire Monday.
Yes, okay? I saw that. It looked terrible.
Yes, I have several students.
And he got very emotional.
Yeah, and you know, our Marine community is very small and very tight, you know, and BGS is not a large, like an incorporated dealer. They're locally
family-owned,
and
right?
family-owned business, several owners over there. And they had a fire, and I'm not going to really, I can tell you what the news said. Apparently an RV caught fire outside the business, and that's what, you know, made the fire happen. I don't really know all the details, but they've been closed. And they reopened yesterday. They had to get power over there, had to evaluate the damage and all that kind of stuff. So we're praying for them. We're hoping that they, you know, can move forward. And I know they will because that's a tough group of people over there. They really work hard. They just opened this new shop a few years back and had a brand new shop built and everything. It's a great place. They do higher end boats and repowers and things like that. And, you know, Key Marine reached out to me. And when you think about this, another dealership calling me and saying, hey, we want to help them.
That's
okay?
So great.
But it's not BGS that we're going to try to help. We're going to help their technicians. Okay. So Key Marine is going to set up not a GoFundMe, but some type of a place where you can go and donate money, or you can bring money or cash or whatever, how you want to do it. We're going to promote it at our school. I'm going to promote it through my class. My students are already ready to do this as soon as we get it all set up, but it will be set up on their website and on their Facebook page after this show today. Okay, so you go to their Facebook page, you go to their website, and you'll find it. It's a Venmo thing, I think, is what he told me. I was talking to Dustin this morning, and they're going to set it up. So what's going to happen is we're helping the technicians, the mechanics that work there, because a lot of people, and I had a long discussion with my class about this, as a technician working in field at a dealership, Your tools and your equipment are not insured by the dealership, by their insurance.
Oh, no.
So think about this. So if you rent an apartment or rent a house, right, you should have renter's insurance, okay? It's the same kind of principle with your tools and stuff. And whoever would have thought, you know, a place would burn to the ground, a hurricane, whatever, you know, all these things that could happen. So it'd probably be a good idea, and it's probably not very expensive, to insure your tools and stuff. Right?
That makes sense, but it's not something you would readily think of because you're thinking I'm always bringing them with me.
Right. Well, and you do leave them in the shop, and this fire happened right after everybody went home.
Right.
And one student in particular just went to work there. His name's Clayton. He was in my class, fresh out of high school, goes to work at BGS, has all these tools, and he purchased a lot because he wanted to be prepared. He purchased a lot of tools and to go to work, and he lost everything.
Oh, okay. No. And just getting started, too.
Yeah, just getting started and stuff. So we want to help them, you know. Key Marine is donating, starting off with a $1,000 donation.
Oh, good for them.
And all this is going to go to the techs over at BGS Marine, the ones that, you know, need it, to get their tools back up. Because without tools, you can't do the work, you know.
Well, be sure and tell me once you get it set up, because I can – we always post this podcast as a podcast on our website at NewsRadio 92.3.
Yep.
So I can also post that information there.
Dustin told me it will be set up today, so they're going to do it right after the show. He's going to work on getting that set up. And that's KeyMarineCenter.com. KeyMarineCenter.com is our website. And also go to their Facebook page. You can Google them. It's Key Marine Center on Facebook as well. And they're going to have those links on there also. So we're going to do that and try to get them going again.
Well, I'm so glad you brought it up, because our first text in was, any comments about the fire this past week?
Yeah.
So.
Yep. So that was, you know, and when you hear those things, and it touches our community as a Marine technician, you know, we are a tight community. And even the larger dealerships, I have techs working everywhere, students working everywhere, right? And so I hear all the things and ins and outs and all the things that are going on in our Marine community in Pensacola and surrounding areas, you know. And it's just good. It's a family kind of situation where people look out for each other. You're in competition, but you work together. You know,
that's pretty incredible.
Good.
Yeah,
it's always been that way in our area, and it used to be really more so back in the day when we didn't have such large dealerships.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I remember back in my day while I was working at different dealerships, I would go and have lunch with other technicians from other dealerships.
There you go.
At lunchtime, hey, where y'all want to meet? And we'd go eat lunch, you know, and hang out and a little bit and talk about our day and stuff and go back to
share
work.
Share information. Yeah, that makes sense.
Well, in our day, our information wasn't
in
Google.
Back in the day.
Before we even had telephones, I think. No. But, all right, before we had Google and all that internet stuff where you can go online and look up information, you know, we used to call each other.
Sure.
Hey, I got this problem. I'm having an issue with this thing, and I know this tech over here, he's really good with the Mercury or the Yamaha product. I'll call him up. Have you seen this? Mm-hmm. And we would be more happy to share information.
Yeah.
You know, on product and, you know, the things that we've seen.
Isn't that the spirit of service?
Yeah. It's the way you do it. You know,
trying to help somebody else.
We still do that today. I have students still call me, you know, they're out in the field. Hey, Mr. Schmidt, you ever seen this? Or you seen that? What do you think? You know, and I'll give them that information.
That's great.
So, yep.
If you have a question now for Stefan Schmidt, who is our Marine Service Instructor at Georgetown Technical College, this is Boat Smart on Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel, 850-437-1620.
Yeah, I'm starting a new YouTube channel.
Oh, how cool.
And I'm putting everything that's related to the tech schools and to what we do over at Georgetown, this show and everything on the YouTube channel. And it's called Tricks of the Trade.
Okay.
So it's based on trade school type stuff. Tricks of the Trade is going to be the YouTube channel. I just started it up this morning, starting to add videos and stuff. I did a great video on the 425 XTO that we did. I went into school a little early, and I got out my video equipment, and I walked around doing some videos and stuff. And I did a promo video and a thank you video to Yamaha for the XTO, the 425 that they donated. We got it running, and it's up in a stand, and I did some cool video. I'm going to share that also. That's one of the first videos I have up there on Tricks of the Trade, and it's an XTO 425 video, so that's the first video I put up there. And I'm going to put all the boat shows on there as well and that kind of stuff. So, and then gear it toward technical schools and learning how different classes. My goal is to go around to different classes and promote them as well and that kind of thing. So I'm going to try to grow that a little bit so people can have more information.
You should look into being a consultant.
Yeah, I have done some consulting for Marine schools
that are
startups and stuff like that. Probably in the last 10 years, I probably had at least 15 schools come by and walk through my classroom and talk to me and say, hey, how do you do this? What do you do? That kind of stuff. And I wrote some curriculum for them and, You know, I don't give up all my secrets, though.
Yeah, well, that's like my mom never quite gave me the whole recipe.
Yeah, I'll kind of guide you. I'm gonna say, okay, right, but I kind of stop at the special secret technical learning sauce, you know?
Yeah, so,
the ingredients, right? Because you got to make it your own anyway, right? Mm-hmm. So that's what
I
do.
Okay, you keep telling yourself that.
Yeah, yeah.
What I'm worried about, though, is he's coming now and he's recording our show, too, videotaping.
Yeah, I love this.
Well, see, he doesn't understand the principle behind radio is that you don't have to do your hair.
Right, right.
So I told him, I said, now I got to do my hair on Fridays.
Well, this is going to be great for show and tell, too. I've tried to do show and tell on this show before, and it just don't work because when I show something, y'all don't see it.
Uh-huh.
So I try to describe it. So if I bring something here, I could show it now.
There
so
you
we
go.
Could do that too, you know.
Well, the other thing I'm worried about now that he's going to be recording boat shows, he's going on YouTube. The next thing you know, he's going to have an independent feature film.
Maybe. You never
from
know.
From Stefan Schmidt to Steven Spielberg, SS.
I don't
it's all
know.
There.
We'll see where it goes.
It's all
we'll
there.
See what happens. Right now, it's all fun for me and I enjoy doing it. So that we're just having fun with all that. Again, 850-437-1620 is the number. So let's talk a little bit about what we've done in school this week because we have had a busy week.
That's
you know?
True.
And just like you, you know, were missing me, the students, they didn't like me being gone for 2 days either, you know.
Oh, I and, bet not. But not
we
in
had,
class.
We had Bob Childers in there. He substituted for us, and he did a great job. And he loves my class. I like it when I have a substitute teacher that is engaged with my class.
Mm-hmm.
And he literally loves my class.
Aww.
I mean, and he walks around, and he talks to the students, and he helps them. And, you know, he don't know anything that much about boats other than what he learned about through me, you know.
Okay.
He knows enough to
so
be a little dangerous.
They know more than he does,
probably. Well, yes. And yeah, and he shouldn't work on his boat. Bob, if you're listening, don't work on your
Sorry,
boat. Let
Bob.
Us do it, right? But he was there for the 2 days, and he kept me up to speed on what was going on. And actually, there was no issues, you know. And I actually had our AP came down to me on Monday, and she said, you know, all your students were here and they were all working Thursday and Friday, or Wednesday and Thursday
That's
last week.
That's great.
You know,
and, that says a lot about them.
It does. It shows character. It shows that when you are a boss or you're you have an employee like that, you know, I look at that kind of thing. I say, okay, so how are the students reacting when the substitute teacher's there? Are they all going to show up? Are they going to continue to do what they're supposed to do? Because that shows the character and their employability skills and what they should do when the boss isn't there, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Right? Not, you know, the setup that we have is I'm not the boss, but I'm the boss, right? You know, kind
yeah.
of a situation. And
mm-hmm.
I kind of run it like it's a shop, expecting the same things, right, from them as they would if they were employees of different, you know.
Well,
different
how are
dealerships.
They going to learn to be an employee
yeah.
if you don't manage
so we
the class
try to
that
help
way.
Them with that, you
mm-hmm.
know. And me being gone, you know, of course I said, hey, y'all need to be here. Y'all need to do this. And, you know, I continue to do that. And they were all there. They all did a great job. Bob had a great time, and just I thank him for being there for us and doing that. We try to pick substitutes that have the credentials that allow the students to go into the shop.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
It's no fun sitting. If you're already in a shop and you have to sit behind a computer for 2 days or study for 2 days, they don't like that. So,
no.
You know, we try to set it up right. Sometimes I'll have a sub come in there that's not able to do that, you know, and then they have to sit in the class, and sometimes people straggle out a little bit. And I understand that, you know. I understand that. But we've had a great week. The new students are working on electrical systems right now, and they're learning
yeah.
that.
Really hard? I mean, is that...
It's difficult.
So you have the hands-on electrical, but
yeah.
isn't it now a lot of it computer as well?
Yeah, well, right now we're not touching on computer. We're doing the basics, bilge pumps and running lights and things like that, the
mm-hmm.
boat systems kind of stuff, batteries, battery switches, those kind of things. It is intimidating.
I would imagine.
But what happens is once they start getting in there and they start seeing it and they start getting comfortable with it, they start having fun.
Okay.
And next week we're going to do troubleshooting and things like that. So we're moving them from the actual the modules of learning to troubleshooting. So we're going to be doing that next week as well.
I would think that'd be kind of fun.
It is fun. I enjoy
it's like
electrical.
A mystery. Figure out what's wrong.
Well, yeah. And when you find something when you fix something, it's gratifying.
Right.
Right. And I think that, and if you fix something and it's not gratifying, you're probably in the wrong industry. You should,
right.
you should look somewhere no. else because part of what we do is to be happy when we fix something. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And help a customer, you know,
for sure.
So yeah. So it's
problem
good.
Solving,
problem solving and taking care of your customer, making
mm-hmm.
sure you do it correctly. So next week I'm going to talk about problem customers a little bit. So
that's
going to
be
my subject.
I'm going to sign up for
that.
Yeah, that's
going to
be
an interesting conversation
yeah.
on the show. We're going to talk about that because my students are having stuff going on with that right now. The high schoolers are busy working on a boat. I have four of them. They're working with Cameron right now on a boat project, and they're learning how to fabricate and electrical and all that stuff. And they're learning that they need to relearn. So that's pretty fun. And they have a lot of hands on for the last few weeks.
Mm-hmm.
I got them out of that classroom into the shop area and letting them work.
Oh,
so
I
that's
bet
a lot of
loving
fun.
It. I bet they love that.
They do, and we're having a lot of fun with that. I have two students that graduated last night. Aiden and Colton are full completers.
Congratulations.
They've completed, yes. And Aiden is going to go to South Florida and look for work. He wants to move to the middle area of Florida, somewhere around Kissimmee, whatever you want to say it. I think it's Kissimmee, right?
I think it's Kissimmee.
Yep,
but
that's where he wants to go in that area. So he's already has a plan to move down. And I'm sure he'll do well once he gets down there and gets settled. He has all his tools and everything ready to go. I have his resume ready.
Wow.
And on resume paper. Right?
That's got to be
important.
Talk about gratification. That's got to be exciting for you to see what happens next with
your
student.
It is. And I, you know, keep in touch with me. Let me know what's going on. And I always, you know, want to do that. And then Colton is here. He's working at another little small rental, large rental place. I can't think of the name of it right now. And Freedom Boat Club.
Oh, there you go. Yes.
Freedom Boat Club.
Familiar
and
with
he's
that.
There. And he's probably going to move into the technical side of that as well, and he's doing really well there. So, you know, wishing them the best of luck and hoping they, you know, are very successful, and I'm sure they're going to be. And it was kind of weird, you know, the students get sad when they leave, you know.
Yeah.
Like the last few days of the week, it's like, are you okay? And they're like, well, I don't really want to leave. Well, you got to go.
Oh.
You know, it's like kicking the baby bird out of the nest. You got to go, and you're finished, and you've done everything you're supposed to
it's
do.
It's scary to
you
get
know?
Out
and
in the real
It is scary
world,
to go and to start that new phase in your life out in the marine industry, you know, and do that. So that's good, and we're happy about that, and they're moving forward.
So congratulations to Aiden and Colton, if you're listening
this
morning.
Congratulations.
Really
and you
great.
Guys are going to do really good out in the field. And they have my backup, too, so if they need my help, I'm there.
How long does it take them to complete?
They took the entire time, which is 1,350 hours, maybe a little bit more,
wow.
a year and a half or so in the class, you know. A little bit of procrastination in a couple of their parts. You know, it's funny that the word of the week this week was procrastination.
Okay.
You know, I know my listeners think that my class is always perfect. Everything's great. My students are awesome because that's kind of the way I talk about it. You know, but sometimes we have issues and I say, look, you're procrastinating. You need to get moving here. You need to do this. You need to do that. And
well,
because sometimes it catches
teacher.
Up, right?
Yeah.
You know?
Oh,
and
yeah.
so they got caught up a little bit. I wanted to touch on it. We got about a minute or
so
left, right?
Yeah, just about a
so
minute.
So we got our numbers that came out. We're numbers people. We like, you know, I pay attention to them a little bit. I don't put a lot of, I put a weight into them, but I don't worry about them, right?
Mm-hmm.
So our completion rate for last year, 83%.
Wow.
Our placement rate 100%.
Get out of here. Really?
The required completion rate for the state of Florida is 60%, and the required placement rate is 70%.
Look at you.
Is 83 and 100%. So, you know.
Why am I not surprised?
I love it. You know.
Good for you.
I used to worry about that, but I just keep on keeping on, do what I do, and let the students do what they do, and we're good, you know?
Good for you. So if someone wants to take a class with you.
Come on.
How do they get in touch
with you? They call us over there. The best way is go to georgetowntechnicalcollege.edu. You got me messed up for a little bit.
Sorry.
And go to the chat feature. And don't forget, go to the website for keymarinecenter.com and check out our Facebook page. Donate to BGS Techs. Help them out. Get them back on their feet, and we can get that place back and strong. Dealerships, helping dealerships. It don't get any better than that.
Fantastic. Thank you so much, Stefan, for being here on Boat Smart. Thank you, Key Marine Center, for sponsoring this segment.